The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, as promised, we have Cameron Hamilton on the horn with us here. For those of you who want to watch, we will be posting this on Rumble later on. So, Cameron, it looks like you're going to get some extra press out of the deal.
Excellent.
Cameron is a former Navy SEAL. Okay, understand that he's a husband, father of three, combat vet, former division director at Homeland Security. I just did these days. Don't you feel really secure? Cameron is running for Virginia's 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. You, Cameron, I'm telling you, good luck with the campaign. How's it been going?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. The campaign's been doing really great. We've been kicking butt, taking names, and making good progress, as they say. Got some strong endorsements, some amazing support from incredible patriots, it's been a tremendous honor.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it, because I'll tell you what, this country needs help. And apparently these things that have been going on in Congress with the 702 FISA warrant and all the other stuff, and Johnson looking more like a rhino every day of the week, we all seem to be having a problem with that. What are your constituents and the people that you're talking to out in Virginia? What are they telling you?
Yeah, overwhelmingly, people are exceedingly frustrated with what's going on with FISA. We've seen the Republican adage, to be honest, for the past two decades has been many elements of more dollars, expanded programs, and that's the only way that we get the government working. Well, that's not really getting us where we need to be. We're more in debt now. We've eroded so many of our civil liberties and infringements. I was at an NAACP forum just the other day, and even within that community, they still feel like this government has become increasingly bureaucratic and not serving their interests. So I think people across this district and also across the United States are rightly frustrated at what seems to be the expansion of the executive state. And it's not serving our interest. It's serving its own interest. So people are really frustrated. Speaker Johnson, I think, is a good man. He's a good God-fearing man. But I think he's listening to all the wrong advisors right now. I think he's making decisions that are really reasonable to question. How conservative is our Republican majority? We elected them to give us a Republican conservative majority, and they're not governing conservatively. This is a frustration of mine and many others.
Well, no doubt. And see, the thing is that we were talking about this like $34 trillion plus budget. Now they want to send another $95 billion, according to Johnson, to Ukraine and Israel. I mean, I thought Israel, we actually shot down, from what I understand. And see, you can't always trust the reports, because CENTCOM will tell you stuff, whether it's legitimate or not. I mean, can we believe everything we hear from them?
It's difficult to say. I think that we're learning a lot more information, especially as the conflict currently ongoes with them in Iran and also their war in Gaza. It's exceedingly difficult to say. I'm a proud Israel supporter, but I also know that in the same token, we have to be fiscally responsible here in the United States. I supported legislation that would be a standalone Israel aid bill, but not when you lump it up with other things in other categories. There's no accountability with the aid that's been going to Ukraine. I have huge frustration. Speaker Johnson, not only did he speak out publicly against additional aid to Ukraine, but he also spoke out publicly against the FISA 702 extensions. And now it seems like there's been a complete reversal of policy. I just find that to be exceedingly frustrating, because it seems as though the promises made were not the promises kept. So it's difficult. A lot of our national security infrastructure is built on what? Pushing the United States further into war, into conflict. That's certainly not serving the best interest of the American people, in my opinion. And to be honest, that is a strange unifying factor in politics. Many progressives, many independents, and many conservatives are sick and tired of protracted war and the United States getting drawn into more and more overseas unstable events.
Well, that also seems to me like the only people that are benefiting, because they're financing both sides of this, is the banking cartels. And that's another problem we have, because people are afraid that the CBDC garbage is going to creep in, take over their bank accounts, and they're going to go to universal basic income, and everybody's going to be trapped. And the government will then tell them what they can and cannot spend their money on. And if they dare do anything outside the parameters of what You know, this is why this FISA thing has got everybody so freaked out, because they just don't trust what the government is going to do. And the ratings now, government is being looked upon with greater negativity. I mean, over 75% of America now does not trust the U.S. government.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you combat something like that?
That's an issue that's called, you can refer to it as moral injury. And we have a real significant moral injury in this country because of some of the draconian efforts with the COVID lockdowns, what we've seen with some of the economy, what we've seen with feckless spending, what we've seen with the erosion of our rights and liberties. It's not unreasonable for people to be suspicious. So I agree. We really need to engage in better government. We deserve better than what we've been getting.
Okay, let's see, Cameron. We have some people that are, you know, they take advantage of the opportunity to get on the phone and call into the show. Dave in New York, you're on. Do you have a question for Cameron Hamilton?
Just a short comment, you know, gentlemen. And back in 2012, Obama passed the Smith-Bundt Act, which legalized the spreading of untrue propaganda. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have you been filled in with that, Cameron, as far as I see your mic is muted there. We may not be able to hear you.
Oh, I'm still here. I just have a loud train. Bye.
Oh, I got you. All right. Yeah, you got to love those trains. I hear them every so often with other guests, too. So that's okay. When you live near a train track, it's going to happen. At least they don't come crashing into your house like the these people are reading into these things like the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Now the FBI is investigating that. Do you really think that we have our government's paranoid? This is one of the reasons why we're having issues with like what the ATF did to Brian Malinowski in his home in Little Rock. You heard about that, didn't you?
I did. Again, what I think we have a couple different things that go on within our federal government space. I think number one, there is no denying the fact that if you were to run an organization as an executive, if you can consolidate power, consolidate resources, and streamline efficiency in key areas of how you do your job, it will enable you to gain more information and to do your job more effectively. The intelligence communities of this country, as well as the investigatory bodies that we have within the Department of Justice, see that naturally as, well, if we expand authorities, if we expand resources, then we have a unique chance to really do a job better, gain more information, develop a more clear sight picture into what's going on with the current unstable framework of today. Having said that, it comes at a cost, and this presents real legitimate constitutional limitations on power and authority. So my concern is that I don't believe most government bureaucrats are doing it from a hyper paranoid sense. I believe they do it from an efficiency model. Well, it just gives us a chance to do our job easier. You collect more data, you filter through it faster, voila, you get better results. There's no denying that that is true, but it comes at a cost. And that's the moral discussion that we have to have here in this country with, just because something can be done doesn't mean it should be done. Just because something could be done through appropriations by giving more power to our intelligence community and to our investigatory bodies doesn't mean we should be. So I'm a very staunch advocate of limitations to power, because I think inherently these systems are able to corrupt government systems and government bureaucrats in weaponizing them against Americans. I take that risk much more seriously than I do the risk of national security.
But I mean, the thing is that we're seeing more and more of that agency abuse right now, especially with stuff like this, where they go to serve a search warrant. And this is a problem. I mean, this is almost like Waco and Ruby Ridge. You being a former Navy SEAL, sir, and thank you for your service. The thing that I emphasize to our listeners more than anything else is, when these people are allowed to do what they did and get away with it, because nobody's investigating it now. It's like they swept the Malinowski thing under the rug. It was just like another Waco or another Ruby Ridge. I mean, the thing is they're equating with it, because here it is. They got a search warrant, and I read it. I read the search warrant. I got a copy of it. I read it. I looked up the attorney that's defending the family right now, because the ATF wouldn't let him donate his body or to organs or anything. He was brain dead. Of course, we had somebody on yesterday talking about brain death, that it's not really brain death, that the organs are still alive. And if you cut into somebody from the neck down to harvest their organs, or all of a sudden you see all the meters they're hooked up to start spiking like crazy, which means there's something going on in their system. So they're harvesting organs out of people that are still alive. So, you know, we have a real dilemma here in what this government can and cannot do, what they can get away with. As you know, in Waco, people that assaulted those people got promoted. And so I'm looking at what happened here. If you're ordered to serve a search warrant, why do they have to come in heavy? You know, this is the thing. I mean, you know what the rules of engagement are as a former combat vet. You know that those things could change. But I mean, a search warrant, and you really think that this guy, he was sleeping in bed. I mean, the facts are starting to come out. And if somebody crashed in your front door, you would automatically assume it was a home invasion, right?
Yeah, we can have, that's again, the issue that we have to talk about with supporting our law enforcement partners, supporting our brethren, the men and women that put on the uniform. But at the same time, we can have a legitimate conversation about over-militarization of law enforcement authorities. This is a legitimate concern. And so that's why I favor the strong sheriff model, because they believe in restraint, they live in the communities, and they actually have a lot more engagement on a daily basis. So you're 100% right. I think what we've seen is in many times law enforcement entities using or potentially abusing their authority in ways that should be reined in. So I promote transparency and accountability in strong communities in which law enforcement agencies and partners, they partner with the local community to ensure that things like this don't happen. So I would completely agree with you. I think there should be limitations. And I think, frankly, this is where the American people should request Freedom of Information Act information to audit.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Phil in Florida, you are on the phone with Cameron Hamilton. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Cameron. I just wanted to ask a question. You know, we have all the combat vets like yourself coming over and running for Congress, and some of them are getting in and all, and God bless you. But what gets me is you guys are, you know, you take the oath to defend the Constitution and the country, and the government sends you over to foreign lands. And while you guys are over there doing what you do and, you know, not taking away from your bravery and all you gave, but while you guys are over there, here in the United States is where the Constitution is being attacked. And, you know, here's where it needs to be defended. And I see you guys running for office, and I get that. But the border, I think of Michael Young, another fellow like yourself who was in the wars and, you know, risked his life and all. And he's been screaming out for years about the actual invasion of the United States. We don't need new laws. We have laws. They're exactly. Not being forced. And here, one last thing, in the J6 people, we've had a Republican majority in the House for, 2 years now. And, you know, we have the veterans like yourself that are willing to give their lives. And now, instead of being in foreign lands while our Constitution and our actual country is being invaded over here while you guys are over there, these guys are getting in office like you want to get in. What are you going to do different? You know, because nothing's happened about the border. The J6 people are still in prison. There's still blatant things with the Constitution being eviscerated. Well, tell me what you're going to do different, please.
Yeah, that's a great question. And you, again, thank you, Phil, for those questions. I believe his name was Phil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, for that question. I really appreciate the honesty and the sincerity. You're right. We have serious constitutional concerns here in the United States. That's why I'm running as a limited government constitutional conservative. I've been endorsed by Rand Paul, Thomas Massey. That shows you my firm position on constitutional matters. That's exactly why I'm getting into politics, sir, because I've seen the erosion. I've seen the conflict. I've seen people that have served in combat or those that never served in the military at all go to D.C. and be corrupted. I am frustrated because I am a father, I'm a husband, I'm a Christian man. I'm seeing the future of my children being squandered before my eyes, and I'm sick and tired, and I'm fed up with it. So I'm running as a different kind of Republican, one that believes very firmly in criticizing my own party. So first and foremost, you will not find a stronger defender of your constitutional liberties than myself, period. I am willing to oppose my own party. I have opposed my own party on a variety of matters. I opposed the federal government when I worked at the Department of Homeland Security against the vaccine mandates. Again, we won in the Fifth Circuit Court with Feds for Freedom, in a nationwide injunction to ensure that the federal government did not exceed its constitutional authorities. Those are key things that we have done before. What I'm willing to do now, I am absolutely willing to hold our federal bureaucracies accountable when they flagrantly violate the law and when they use their authorities with impunity against American citizens. So I believe we should secure our southern border, absolutely. Mark Green, chairman of the Homeland Committee, is a friend of mine. He's endorsed me. Mark Green used internal memos from DHS showing that Mayorkas was advising his colleagues to break the law in order not to enforce the southern border per congressional recommendation. I support efforts like that to impeach every public official that is not enforcing the law and that is engaging in a breach of office or a violation of public trust. Those are some of many things that I believe in doing to ensure that we have a government working for the people. But again, probably the biggest thing that I'm willing to do that I'm going on record for, I have no problem opposing my own party when we get it wrong. That's why I've partnered with the House Freedom Caucus. That's why I'm partnering with key people in Congress, because the only people that are talking about fiscal restraint and defending our civil liberties are overwhelmingly individuals who are either a part of the Freedom Caucus or aligned with the Freedom Caucus. So I'm a Freedom Caucus candidate, and I'm proud to be so. And those are key individuals that I want to work with and partner with to ensure that your rights are defended. This is a hill to die on. Senator Rand Paul asked me one question. If it comes down to a vote that you know is the morally and ethically right decision to make that defends the Constitution, if you know you're also going to lose your reelection because of it, would you still vote yes? And my argument to him is, I will always vote in line with the Constitution. My career be damned. I care most importantly about defending the American people and being a truth bearer.
See, because most of D.C. is not only corrupt, but somebody's got the goods on them. Yep. And this is deep state. I mean, you haven't, if you're going to become, and I was just going to, you took the question away from me because I was going to ask you if you were going to join the Freedom Caucus, and you already made that clear, you know, because they have, and a lot of, see, your rank and file, deep state status quo, Congress people out there, they've got the goods on them. There's files out there that we know exist, and we know they're holding it over their head because people wouldn't behave like this unless they had the goods on them. Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of people are wondering about deep state, and I will ask questions that a lot of people don't. I think people in America recognize that Biden is not running the shift show here, that it's deep state telling him what to do, and it's Obama telling him what to do. And it's like if Biden gets reelected, all of a sudden you're going to have all these millions of Americans that voted for Trump the last time are looking at this whole thing saying, okay, everything that Trump's going right now is politically motivated. They're trying to put him in jail. They're trying to keep him from running. They're trying to keep him from campaigning. And the more they do this, the more everybody is going, you know what? They could come after us as well. How do you, and do you see any resolution being where you are as a Freedom Caucus, you know, subscriber? Do you see any resolution to controlling and getting a handle on deep state and what they're trying to do?
Well, I think promoting transparency and accountability of government actions is critical first and foremost. And so I plan to do that in whatever manner possible. We'll see what committees, if Lord willing, I'm elected, what committees I get assigned to. Congress has a lot of different responsibilities, and so they do divide it up based upon those committees. I plan to be joining specific committees, but we'll see what I'm ultimately offered as a freshman congressman if I am elected to represent the people here in Virginia 7. There won't be a lot of influence that I have on that. I can give recommendations. It's ultimately up to the speaker and to the Republican Party leadership. But I intend to be a radical nonetheless. I intend to be someone that works with the conference to help bring us back onto conservative policies, but that has no problem bringing this Republican majority back to governing conservatively. As far as the deep state goes, we've put workplace protections in around the civil service workforce and around many different elements of the federal employment infrastructure. I want to ensure that we promote accountability and transparency of hiring practices and to ensure that public servants, regardless of where they work or how they work or the manner in which they were hired, they can be held accountable when they flagrantly violate the law or when they step and sidestep congressional oversight requirements. I want to ensure the American people are enfranchised into what's going on, and I will promote any and every effort to do so.
Well, so now you had discussions, obviously, because you got the endorsement from Thomas Massie and Rand Paul and others. You actually had to have conversations with them, did you not? And I mean, did they get deep down and dirty in the conversation with you? Or was this one question Rand Paul asked about, you know, you giving up your career for the sake of doing the right thing? Was there any other discussion amongst, because I know Thomas Massie understands firearms because there have been some people up there, you being a combat vet, you know what which firearms are, right, what they are, how they work. I mean, and you have all these people like Biden confusing what a magazine is with a cartridge and all this. And I was like, come on, you people are idiots. I mean, what's your, your situation on the Second Amendment, because it's under attack. I mean, Colorado Correct. Just passed this, their House just passed this bill banning AR-15s.
Well, I pledge to oppose all red flag law requirements because I believe it's an infringement on your constitutional authorities. So I'm a firm defender of your civil liberties, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth. I mean, any of your constitutional amendments, I believe that is the hill to die on. I'm willing to suppress the government wherever I can to protect you, the people, from federal intrusion. The amendments were not designed so that government could protect Americans from overseas influencers with their constitutional rights. That is a consequence of it, but it's primarily there to set boundaries on the federal government itself from violating your constitutional rights. So Thomas Massey, Senator Rand Paul, and many other great, amazing patriots, they do a lot of vetting. So that was the first thing they did with me. They vetted me. They wanted to look at my social media, look at my positions, ask me to fill out surveys. So there was an extensive period where for months they were kind of courting me and understanding, we want to know what makes you tick. We want to make sure very clearly that you actually believe in the principles that you espouse. Fortunately, because of my record on opposing the vaccine mandates, that was something where I did at DHS, working with a great organization, Feds for Freedom. That took a lot of personal risk, and I potentially jeopardized my career on that, and that obviously had a lot of sway on their position. Someone who's willing to stand against the federal government for executive overreach is someone that's probably going to get along very well with them. And so after those vetting scenarios and interviews, then they decided, you know what, that they believe in my message and they're willing to support me, and I'm incredibly honored to have their endorsement and support, and they're helping me in so many different ways. So these are people that the biblical principle of you are malleable depending on the company in which you keep. I intend to keep very strong company. I was asked about endorsements. What does that mean? What are you willing to give up? What are you trading for an endorsement? What I'm trading is a guarantee and a promise that I will vote the Constitution, period. No ifs, no ands, no buts. I will vote the U.S. Constitution, and I will ensure government has limitations on power. That was the only requirement that they asked. First and foremost, you must promise this day that that will be your priority. And I'm absolutely willing to make that promise every single day.
So the RNC, now that there's been a changing of the guard because of some of the stuff that they've done in the past, which a lot of people don't agree with, and now you've got Lara Trump and Michael Whatley in charge of this thing, have they reached out to you to give you any kind of support?
They've not. Unfortunately, they're very involved in some national politics as far as how to strategize for the party at whole. So I imagine they will at some point. Again, I've been a Trump supporter. We put out an endorsement prior to the Iowa caucuses that I plan to endorse Donald Trump for president. Again, he's love him or hate him, the mean tweets, I don't care. The man had policies that were bettering this nation, and I think that there's nothing to run away from in that. Having said that, the RNC has not reached out directly to me. The NRCC has, the National Republican Congressional Conference. They have reached out, so we do have different discussions, just like the Senate has their own proclivities with how they reach out to Senate candidates and individuals like that. But the RNC, at some point, I do plan to have an engagement with them, but likely that will not occur until the end of summer.
Okay, so Virginia 7, how big an area is it? What does it encompass? What major cities?
So roughly 900,000 voters. You've got 10 counties, Green, Madison, Culpeper, Orange, Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg, Caroline, King George, Stafford, the eastern third of Prince William County along the 95 corridor. And then you also have a small sliver of Albemarle. It's a really unique demographic. It's considered a D+1, but that's only because we have a Democrat incumbent who ran as a public moderate, Abigail Spanberger. She's vacating her seat. She's running for governor in 2025. It presents a potential several point shift in favor of Republicans here, because she ran on the 2018 Democratic Party platform. Her replacements are all running radically to the left. So this is really a unique time. This is still a strong district with many different rural and suburban communities, and they're impacted by the cost of living, the different impacts on regulatory requirements towards the farming industry. This is a Republican winnable seat. It will be one of the most contested and one of the most expensive seats in the entire House of Representatives.
No doubt with 900. But see, when you said Culpeper, I'm like, oop, there's Sheriff Scotty Jenkins out there. Oh, man. Because you remember when Northam told him that he was going to take all the guns That's away correct. From law, you know, and then yep. Jenkins says, well, I'll just deputize everybody. Right. That shut him up. Yeah. I'm just like, you know, when you look at governors and the way they've been behaving versus what's going on right now with Glenn Youngkin and his new staff, which, I mean, just Winsome Sears and everybody else is up there. Have they communicated with you, and are they supporting you as well?
So right now I'm in a primary, and traditionally some of your state and your nationwide bodies are going to remain a little bit absent from the primary. Unfortunately, Speaker Johnson is weighing in on my primary, which is a huge, big point of frustration. And it's not for me because I'm not the establishment pick. But that's okay. I've got the right support. And we're making good headway, and we're gaining great ground. Likely, Governor, I have spoken with Governor Youngkin and some of his staff. I've met with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. I think she's amazing.
Yeah.
She prayed over me and some of my other representatives. So I think that she'll, you know, I don't know if she'll get involved in the primary. Likely, they'll wait till the primary is over on June 18th. But either way, I think they're very much supporters of me and my platform.
So who is your opponent in this?
So it's a Republican primary of six candidates. There's a variety of individuals, all of which are great patriots. But the lion's share of the votes are going to go towards myself and one other establishment picked candidate. He's a gentleman who works for a law firm in D.C. He's a former Army veteran. He's not a bad guy. He ran last cycle. He lost the primary. He's running again this cycle now. And he's got the speaker's support. But again, he's got the support from some of the swamp, whereas I have the support from some of the fighters. So I think the voters will ultimately favor a candidate like myself, only because not only do I adamantly defend constitutional liberties, but I'm also radical with my libertarian philosophy on deregulating our economy. The financial sector of this country is just so incredibly capable, and we have restrained it in so many different ways, and it's time we unleash the capacity of the American people. That again is an area that makes a lot of impact and sway towards moderate voters. So I think we're gonna run away with this strong in the primary. I believe we're gonna firmly win this election in the general, and that we're gonna bring good governments back here to Virginia 7.
Well, so as far as foreign policy goes, because I know, you know, and it doesn't matter what committee you're gonna be asked to vote on certain things having to do with the wars overseas. And of course, Phil, like he expresses, we're not paying enough attention to our southern border, and that's by design. A lot of Americans have figured it out already that they're just, you know, like you said, Mayorkas has met with people and said that, you know, you go ahead and break the law. And they're doing it on a regular basis. And it's like they drew a line in the sand. They've stepped over it multiple times. Just, you know, well, try to stop us. Do something about it. And Congress just doesn't seem to want to do that. So even as a Freedom Caucus member, if you were to get in there and get in the driver's seat, you face a real uphill battle in dealing with foreign policy issues. Where do you see this going with you in the driver's seat?
Well, we'll have to see what committees I get assigned to, but I certainly do intend to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee in some capacity because I have, again, I worked at the State Department for 5 years. I traveled to 35 different countries throughout the entire, you know, world, protecting key dignitaries and VIPs, Secretary of State. I'm not an isolationist when it comes to our foreign policy platform, but I do believe that we've had too much of the hand of the authoritarian influence in trying to drive the U.S. into more international conflict. I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think that's respectful to the men and women that serve in the armed forces. I'd like to see us return back towards a relationship with many different partners overseas so that we can pursue economic peace and stability and not be driven towards greater conflict. We'll see what happens in the future, but those are my basic proclivities, and I very much intend to vote America first and foremost and always.
Well, we appreciate that, Cameron Hamilton. We're out of time, but CameronHamilton.com is the website. You can make donations to the campaign there. Hey, look, somebody's got to pay for the yard signs. Come on, the more you get him out there, the more popular he becomes. If you like what you just heard, there's the website. Thank you, sir, for your service, and thank you for everything that you're doing. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We'll be back after these messages.
Providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service. Educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, we're in the last segment here on the Power Hour, and I'm holding in my hot little hand right here a 3.4 fluid ounce bottle of Strauss Heart Drops. And we have Wayne Elliott joining us. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I took my Strauss Heart Drops, among other things. The Latin term is inter alia. Among other things, I've taken more than just the Strauss Heart Drops in my regimen. But I do take the Heart Drops, and that's what we talk about a lot. But we're going to cover the entire gamut of Strauss Naturals because they're 10% off this week at the Power Mall. The proprietary blend of this, you might want to stress, you know, first off, you've had all sorts of health issues, which we talked about on this show, that the Heart Drops seem to have resolved. These are vegan, soy-free, and gluten-free products that we're dealing with right now. And depending on, you know, because this is the original flavor, sometimes they add a natural cinnamon flavor to it because some people like the cinnamon flavor. But the commonalities are all natural ingredients, correct?
No, that's correct. 100% natural ingredients in all the formulas.
Yep, short and sweet. So I mean the cardiovascular system. I guess I should ask you, because of the fact that the naturally sourced aged garlic extract seems to be the mainstay, but there's other things in here as well. How do they benefit and support the system with these heart drops?
Well, they work synergistically to do what they do, and boy, they sure do work now. Proven over 44 years, they work, and commercially available. Satisfaction guarantee, guaranteed. There's no dissatisfied customers, Dave. I love that about Strauss. They refuse to keep somebody's money that isn't happy. And, you know, they just work so well. They first cleared, you know, I had issues with clogged arteries 30 years ago, and they certainly helped me with that. I never had a pill, a drug, or a surgery. Then more recently with myocarditis after COVID, I was very lucky. My heart was as strong as it is to get through that at age, I was 69 last year. So, you know, I can't say enough about these products. My blood pressure, I had issues with my kidney years ago, my left kidney. And the Strauss kidney formula just has looked after that so nicely. Again, I took it after myocarditis this past year because my blood pressure went all over the place high after the during the myocarditis. And that's all I took. My heartbeat went irregular as well after 29 years of being perfect. So the cardio support, I was drinking the cardio support, the Strauss heart drops, and the kidney, Dave, and that's all I took. I didn't take any of the drugs that people were taking that had myocarditis. I think I told you the story of three of my coworkers. Their children had it, were in the hospital. Not one of them, three different hospitals in Ontario, not one of them was on the same pill of the cocktail of drugs they were on. There was one common one amongst the three of them. So it told me to stick with my natural stuff, and I wasn't going to risk any of that Russian roulette with the pharmaceuticals. You still with me there, Dave?
I was going to say there's one thing about Strauss Naturals that you don't have to refrigerate them. And, interesting thing, you don't have to refrigerate them. That's one thing you don't have to worry about. So if the power goes out, you still got working formula. And, of course, you basically shake well. You take 1 to 2.5 mils 3 times a day. And I'm assuming that this is what you did the whole time that you were fighting the condition you had.
Yeah, absolutely. And under the tongue and leave them for a minute or so they can go directly into your bloodstream. And then after a minute, swallow the any balance. And, I've just had such great luck with so many people, my parents, friends, football players, just the ones that I know, And, of course, there's thousands of people have purchased the Strauss heart drops and obviously been satisfied. So it's just, I'm so pleased to have been introduced years ago. I've suffered none of the intrusive issues with open heart surgery and these cocktail of pills that they often put folks on. And, they've never been tested, of course, at the same time, Dave. When they test pharmaceuticals, it's one at a time on clean bodies, people who are not on anything else. And then what happens in the real world, you may get put on 4 or 5 at one time. And my friend Joe, he was up to 13 drugs when we finally started getting him off of everything. So, I don't believe these chemical drugs know what each other are doing inside us. Never been tested more than one drug at a time. And I still believe, lost another friend last week to, I believe, the doctor-prescribed drugs. It's not the first friend. I've had a lot of people that are suspicious that these drugs and changes in drugs. The insurance companies know how dangerous it is, potentially dangerous, to switch drugs or add new drugs, Dave, because you can't get travel insurance until you've been on a new drug for 6 months. They won't give you travel insurance if you've had your drug or drug switched and you're on them less than 6 months. So even the insurance companies seem to appreciate the risk with these pharmaceuticals. And I'm just so pleased I have not had one, not an aspirin, nothing for 30 years now. And I have no intention of having any either, Dave.
Yep. Well, and see, the thing is that the heart drops contain hawthorn, European mistletoe, motherwort, cayenne, the hawthorn leaf and flower, as well as the fruit itself, bilberry and white willow bark. And all of these things work together to enhance the performance of the Strauss heart drops, which, of course, if you take them according to the recommended dose, that's a big plus. Now, one of the things that I get questioned a lot about when I'm talking to people, Wayne, is the situation with taking the cardio formula. And I'm kind of curious as to, and I always look at the supplement facts, I notice that there is a little bit different type of a formula in the cardio support. And people want to know if they should be taking both if they have a heart condition.
Absolutely. The cardio support, fabulous. I took it going way back, Dave, because after taking the heart drops and having clear arteries and good blood flow, I still had an irregular heartbeat. And Jim Strauss told me about their cardio support, which was developed for irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia, and also to help the body repair damaged heart cells from heart attacks or other events that have damaged a person's heart, lack of blood flow to part of the heart, and so forth. So together, they are a heck of a combination. Now, Strauss has just received approval to change that formula, not so that it's less effective for the irregular heartbeat or to help repair damaged heart cells, but it's effective for anxiety. And we've had a growing number of people having great results from it, and now they've just added. I wish I could remember the. I look at my bottle here, I might remember, but they've added the one ingredient. Enough of the one ingredient that Health Canada has, I believe it's Skullcap.
Yes. That's what I was just going to say. If you were talking about anxiety, because the Skullcap herb top and also the things that are different about that is the Skullcap, which is on the current supplement facts on the bottle itself, which you can read, Indian sarsaparilla, peppermint, European mistletoe. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different, even though the cayenne and the hawthorn leaf and flower and fruit are there. The Skullcap is the latest, and it is spearmint flavored. So that's where your peppermint leaf and all that comes in. But the Skullcap definitely, when I was looking through the show notes on this, is just huge as far as helping with anxiety, because anything that involves stress and anxiety has a lot to do with your heart rate, does it not?
That's right. Yep. So that's kind of exciting that that folks will be able to use this. So, well, they always could, but now with the additional Skullcap route, it's confirmed, and Health Canada wants Strauss to put that on the bottle so people know. So it's just a great formula, and absolutely. Taken with the heart drops, that's the best 1-2 punch you could do for your heart, Dave. The other thing that's very much connected, of course, to the heart and issues are the kidney. So the kidney support formula, fabulous formula. When I took that first years ago, 30 years ago, Dave, with higher blood pressure than my doc wanted me to have, my blood pressure for 30 years was 29 years till this myocarditis was 120 over 70, just as regular as the sun coming up every morning. It never varied from that till I got that myocarditis, that inflammation of the heart, which was nasty. And then the blood pressure did change. Now I'm back to normal now. It did take some time. And at the end of the day, it took some cardio exercise, too, of course. 3 years with the border closed, and I didn't ride the bicycle and so forth. And when I got back down south here and started doing that every day, my blood pressure's come down to a nice normal level, and I'm very happy about that. So, you know, you do have to get off the couch as well if you want to stay healthy and get some exercise. And we were given these arms and legs for a reason. But I just love these formulas. I have not ever had an experience with any of them, Dave. They didn't work as they were supposed to.
Right.
Just wonderful and safe, right? There's never been a complaint of a serious side effect or harm to anyone, Health Canada, the FDA, or to the company in almost 45 years now.
Well, and see, the thing is, Wayne, that you, when you were taking the kidney drops, because this is something else that you were working on, and there's a lot of people out there that have bladder issues, understand that the kidney support, you know, you have bladder support as well, but the kidney support drops have juniper, and that's actually the juniper berry oil, goldenrod, herb top, uva ursi, marshmallow. I mean, that's good for the lungs in addition to the kidney. Ginger root, parsley leaf, gravel, horsetail, nettle, golden seal, lobelia, and cayenne. I mean, this is a huge combination of products that go into the kidney support drops. Sean in Illinois, you're on the phone with Wayne. Go ahead.
I have a testimony. I don't go to doctors, and about a year ago, I started having angina pain and elevated blood pressure, so I started taking the heart drops, and it lowered my blood pressure. The angina stopped. And I just feel better. I have more stamina and energy. And I grant you, it's not my most favorite tasting thing in the world. So I switched to the cinnamon, but I do it. And we have an on-standing joke around here. We nicknamed it Yummy because it's not real yummy, but we call it Yummy.
So now, yeah, how long
God
have you been taking
it? I'm glad you're taking it. Stay on it for at least a year now.
A year.
You've been on it for a year, Sean?
Cinnamon.
Okay, so, you know, that there's your testimonial. Sean, I appreciate your call. That's wild. I'm glad you and your family are healthy. If you were all taking Strauss hard drops, that would even be a better thing. So I'm glad that, you know, we're at least getting testimonials. And if you have one, you can call the show at 844-769-2944. Listen to the prompts. Press 1 to get into the studio and let us know. The bladder support is something that, you know, we talked about this before on the show, but, you know, when you have to stress the supplement facts, of course, you're talking about birch and some of the other things, saw palmetto, corn silk, linden, white willow bark, golden seal. Some of these are interchangeable, but each of these ingredients, when working in tandem, helps the body in certain instances. Can you explain why Strauss did this?
Well, the bladder formula is a fabulous formula, Dave. My mother and I both benefited tremendously from that. We were getting up through the night too many times to use the bathroom, and my mother didn't so easily get back to sleep. For me, it didn't seem to be as big an issue, but my mom had trouble getting back to sleep, so she was exhausted all the time. But this bladder formula, it had it so that we're both once per night, we get up through the night. And for other issues, urinary tract infections, you know, incontinence, these folks that have these leaking problems and unable to control their urine, or they sneeze or cough and have leaky urine. It's just a fabulous formula, and again, guaranteed. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. The thing I like to stress, Dave, about the bladder, the kidney, and the prostate for men, another great formula. The common ingredient in those three is the golden seal root, nature's best antibiotic herb. So great job helping kill bacteria in those parts of our body, the bladder, kidneys, and male prostate. But I always like to tell folks that in almost all cases, within several days, you will feel better. Your symptoms will have subsided in just a few days, a week at the most. Well, please finish the bottle. You know, do the job completely. You don't want the issues back in a couple of weeks or a month. Do the complete job. Take the bottle. Finish the bottle, rather, and do the complete job and suffer no more. That's the best advice I can give. Sometimes we feel better, Dave, so we'll stop taking something. Really shouldn't do that in the case. The bacteria grows back very quickly in these parts of our bodies, the bladder, the kidneys, and the male prostate, very quickly. Those areas of our body are also a little bit stubborn to accept help, to accept medicine. So it's important, try not to skip a dose when it comes to the bladder, kidney, and prostate formulas. And they sure do work. You know, my dad was an excellent model for Strauss, really. First, the Strauss heart drops. Boston Medical canceled his open heart surgery after doing an angioplasty. And then they canceled his prostatectomy removal after 3 months on the prostate formula. And my dad died 15 years later with a healthy prostate. So these are powerful, powerful formulas. Our creator put these herbs on earth for a reason, and they work. There's just no question about that. They work. They're safe. This is all non-intrusive, Dave. They may not all be the best tasting. I don't like the taste of heart drops either, to be honest, but I've taken over 100 bottles, and I will never stop taking them. I don't want that problem back of restricted blood flow, that's for sure. It just works so well, these formulas, Dave.
Wayne, I'll tell you, it was an acquired taste, but I take them every day. And the thing is that you get used to it. After you've taken several doses, you will get used to it. I know when you first try this stuff, it's like, whoa, this stuff is potent. Yeah. And I mean, if you put it under your tongue, you're tasting the cayenne amongst other things. But these bladder support drops, there's some people, and the older we get and the bladder starts acting up and you have broken streams and the first urination in the morning is sometimes difficult to get out. Have you had testimonials from people that have taken the bladder support and have said that they have a healthy stream when they first get up in the morning? Because a lot of people are struggling with this, I hear.
Oh, you bet. No, this formula, excuse me, is effective, Dave. This formula works. And again, if someone gets the formula for themselves and is not satisfied, you get your money returned. Strauss will have a bleeding heart over it that you weren't helped and satisfied, but there are very, very few returns to the Strauss company, Dave. I know that because the products, the formulas are so effective, and it's what I love about it too, Dave, is it's painless, it's safe, there's no risk. I have a lot of fear. I have a fear of going to a hospital, much less having any of the drugs or procedures done. I truly do. And you don't need to be afraid with these formulas. They're safe, they're effective, they're non-intrusive. So you can't go wrong, really, and you cannot be cheated. That's the other thing I love about it. But yeah, these people don't need to suffer all the things that they are suffering.
Yeah, Wayne, I want to bring up the Woman's Wonder Drops because we've got a couple of minutes left in the show here, and I wanted to make sure we get that in here because of the fact it's got a proprietary blend of blessed thistle, squavine, which is the herb top, raspberry, cramp bark, uva ursi, dung quai, ginger. There's a lot of things in here, and golden seal, of course, false unicorn, that's a root, and there's stuff in here with spearmint flavoring. They're non-GMO. They work for menstrual as far as menopausal support as well. So on both ends of the spectrum, you can take Woman's Wonder. And I know that, you know, you have some testimonials from this as well.
Well, if young ladies or any ladies during their menstrual cycle are having trouble with cramps and great discomfort they can suffer, this is the formula to take. There have been people in our own office, Dave, took it once and never suffered again. You take it just before, a couple of days before your cycle's going to start, and avoid so many of the, of course, you can't afford the men, you can't avoid the menstrual cycle, but you can avoid all the discomfort. And very soon, within by Christmas time, the menopause formula will be back, which is an incredible formula, Dave.
Wonderful. We appreciate that. We're out of time for today, folks. But, hey, you got an earful. And for those of you using Strauss, keep doing it. They're on sale this week at the Power Mall. In the meantime, we hope you got a lot out of the show today as far as information and stuff. Go out with a good attitude today. Remember, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.